I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Fantastic as well. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes to hop on the Windspeaker Radio Network.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
My gosh, just looking at your weekend here with the Edmonton Home and Garden Show, I don't know how you do it, because I think, how are they going to outdo themselves compared to last year? And I think you have.
You know what? I would have to agree with you. I think so, too. The show is 4 days. We're very excited. One of our main focuses on the show coming up is supporting local. And a big part of that is we are having a crafty pop-up market where consumers can come and cash and carry the section of the show. And again, we just want to support Edmonton, local businesses, and this is the place for people to come down and take a look around and spend their weekend here.
I love that you started off with the market, because that one caught my eye, but so did the vintage market with Tipsy Palm.
Yes, Tipsy Palm is back. Tipsy Palm has been a part of a few of our shows here in Edmonton and was definitely here last year. Really cool feature where they seek out different vintage pieces and you can shop their space, try things on, bring back some kind of old school fashion that we all love.
Love it. So, yes, and that's all coming back these days. And so is decorating your house with some of the older stuff. Like my wife and I, we're antiquers. We like to, do a little antiquing on the weekends and stuff. But, once in a while, you need to move out some of your old stuff and introduce some new old stuff.
Absolutely. And that is such, I don't know if we can call it necessarily a trend, but one of our guest speakers, who is Leanne Allaire Perot, that's one of her stage presentations, is she's going to be talking about DIY versus buying new. So what you can take, those old pieces from your home or storage clean out, and you can upcycle them to be a new, cool, fresh piece for your home.
I love that. And a lot of people have turned that into a business.
Yeah, a lot of people have turned that into a business. And we see some of them here in the shows now. We have new designers. So you can come down, too, and speak to our professionals about what your plans are and your goals are, and they can kind of help direct you in the right way.
And I love that you have a DIY training center. Was it like, Sean's been putting a lot of projects off at the house. Let's give him a DIY training center so he has no excuses.
Yeah, exactly right. So come on down with your honey-do list.
Oh, gosh.
And we'll have experts set up there. That can, teach you how to use certain tools. They'll have a little center there from Nate where you can actually speak to the professionals and they can talk about their programs.
Love that. And Corey Christopher, one of my favorites too, because it's so interesting. At our house, I'm the flower guy and the guy who likes to have things. Yeah, and my wife's not a big fan. So Corey Christopher puts together some beautiful stuff.
Yeah, his talent is pretty incredible. It's off the charts. And, we're very lucky that Corey's come back to join us again. He's definitely been a staple in our shows the last few years. And what he puts together is incredible. I think wherever you go in Alberta or Western Canada, Corey's that name that everybody knows. And he's going to be doing a spectacular feature with us, and he'll be on site where our consumers can chat with him.
Should also mention that HGTV Canada's Scott McGilvery is going to be there as well, offering top tips for making money in real estate in 2024. And it's probably the hottest sport in the country, if not the world right now, and it's called paddleball. And you've got an area within the show that's called the Paddle Paradise.
We do, Paddle Paradise has really taken off. I was actually laughing the other day. I saw it had its own channel on TV. we hosted our media event with the Paddle Paradise features and everyone who helped put it together. And it's what an awesome concept. I first heard of it in 2006, and now it's the biggest thing out there. So you can come down to the show. You can see the feature. There are going to be lessons on how to play, different programs that are offered throughout the province. And it's just a kind of good way to get started. And yeah, we've got Scott. It's our first time having Scott McGilvery at the Edmonton shows. So that's very exciting for us too, to just kind of have, some fresh talent and doing the spin on real estate. Not everything needs to be renovation and home and garden related, but.
And get lost in that ridiculous smile of his.
Yeah, well, you know what? We asked him to tone it down a little bit. So
seriously,
we could hear him.
Mess up the hair a little. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so it goes Thursday noon to 9, Friday noon to 9, 10 to 9 on Saturday, and Sunday 10 to 6. You can find details online at edmontonhomeandgarden.com. Christy, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to hop on the Windspeaker Radio Network. I really appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.